Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday. Running a little late here because you guys wouldn't shut up. You had a temper tantrum.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Dodgers do it to me.
Well, seems like the whole sports world's doing it to you.
It's really beating me down right now. I need some hope. I need something. Something to break my way.
You just need to enjoy the little...
the little victories along the way.
Yeah.
I really need a Bills Super Bowl or a Lions. I'd need something this year.
How about some fun ones from CBS? Point differentials this season. Bills, hold on. Forgot I had to update something.
Update your computer.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep, ready to go.
And break. Bills plus 61. Lions plus 64. Patriots plus 67. Chiefs plus 83. Colts plus 116.
That is just like, what?
Holy crap.
There was a picture from their game this weekend against the Titans of Jonathan Taylor running through a hole that I'm not kidding you. We say this a lot. Like, you could drive a dump truck through.
We could have gotten positive yardage even with our 40 times.
I could have ran for 6 yards in that hole.
Probably.
6 yards. There was nobody touching anybody for 6 yards there. It was 10 feet wide.
Most touchdowns for the 2024 NFL draft class. Caleb, 31. Drake May, 34.
Mm.
Jaden, 40. Bo Nix, 52.
Ooh, buddy. I think he jumped into the top five for most touchdowns in his first, what, you know, whatever, 20, whatever starts it is.
He's getting, when he...
It's like Mahomes, Herbert, it's, you know, the usual names, and then he jumped into that top five.
It feels like when they win, he has a 4-touchdown game, and if they lose, it's like 1 touchdown and a pick, and it's just meh.
Yeah.
When they win, it's there's no like in between there. It feels like it's, hey, the Broncos won. He had 4 touchdowns. Hey, the Broncos lost. He had a touchdown.
They feel very hot and cold as an offense.
Very hot
just
and cold.
When they're hot, like, get the hell out of the way. You're not stopping them. And then they just go through funks. But that's, you know, that's football. It'll happen to you. He had an unbelievable game on Sunday.
Over the last 40 years, 3 second-year quarterbacks have led the NFL in passer rating through week 8. Kurt Warner in 99.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger in 05.
Okay.
Drake May in 2025. The two prior won the Super Bowl. And you want to talk about a hellscape? I know it's the Chiefs, but the Patriots won a Super Bowl.
All the teams just go back for... Well, they won their last one. 2019, was that their last title? 2018, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
When they beat the Rams like 6-3 in that ugly-ass game.
Was that the last one they won? I think you're right.
It was,
I think you're right.
Brady didn't do squat, but they won, and he's, you know, he's a goat. If they won another one already, that would be demoralizing for the NFL.
I might cry if the Patriots do it. The Chiefs, I understand, but the Patriots might wreck me in a way that I'm not, I haven't thought about, because 20 years of my life.
Dominated by them.
Just being them. It's
every
like,
year.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough one.
And I don't dislike Vrabel at all. I don't dislike Drake May at all. I like them both. Actually, I'm kind of rooting for him because he got a raw deal in Tennessee. Shouldn't have been fired. Joke's on them. Now look how bad they are. And Drake Mays, I loved him coming out of college. I was big on Drake May.
Nobody wants a happier ending for Mike Vrabel than Robert Kraft. Last one, and then we'll go to a break here. Because, again, you guys wouldn't shut the hell up.
Sorry.
I got Dodger boy over there.
Our bullpen.
I got baseball temper tantrum over there.
More like a sports, general sports temper tantrum.
Breece Hall is the only non-quarterback with a game-winning touchdown pass in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter overtime over the last 20 years.
Does that classify as a pass? That was like a hook shot. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, he pumped and then passed, but yeah, it's a pass.
Technically, the ball goes forward
and did not touch the ground.
Are you poo-pooing his touchdown pass?
He's poo-poo. I get a poo-poo right now.
Can you name the last player to have that?
No.
I don't even know if we remember this player.
Oh.
Rod Gardner. No. From Washington in 2003.
Wow. Wait, I'm trying Rod to think Gardner.
Of, like
did he play for
backs,
the Raiders too?
No, backs different player. Threw passes like Walter Payton. They ran halfback option passes.
Gardner's the last one, according to ESPN Stats and Info, to have the game-winning pass as a non-quarterback.
Yeah, I don't remember Rod Gardner.
I'd have said like him or Marcus Allen or something like that.
By the way, the Bengals are now 1-3 the last two seasons when scoring 38 points.
That's good.
They were 54-4 the previous 56 seasons.
Remember when they didn't want to re-sign their elite edge rusher?
Yeah. And now he's hurt.
I mean, it hasn't helped, but now he's hurt. But I, you know, remember when they fired their well-respected defensive coordinator?
He's having a great year in Indy.
Oh, he is. Huh? Yeah. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, interesting.
Turns out he doesn't know what he's doing.
Turns out it's kind of a talent issue and an ownership issue, not a coaching issue. Got it.
You know, Bengals fans, I love you. We know a couple of them that are listeners, and I'm not telling you to do this. I wouldn't blame you for pulling a Swigard. And it's not because you don't love Burrow and the players. It's
no.
I just hate bad ownership. Cheap. Bad ownership is tough, man. It's hard to get out of that.
We all know how that's going to end with Burrow. We all know how, whether it's next year, it's 2 years, or 3 years, he's going to go sign with the Dodgers and win four World Series. We all know how this is going to end with Joe Burrow.
One of the greatest closing stories of all time.
He's going to anchor the bullpen now.
With his fastball. Throwing.
He's going to be John Smoltz, isn't he?
Totally is. They got a new closer. I'm leaving this stupid sport. I'm going to go play baseball.
More NFL Factoid Tuesday next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, it's NFL Factoid Tuesday. We kind of lost some. We're doing this too often, guys, and I'll take some responsibility, but also you need to own some of this too. We're railroading NFL Factoid Tuesday every week.
I'll get out of the way.
Like, I went a little long in the opening. You guys would not shut the hell up at 6:15.
I blame the booger eaters.
Swag. You kind of have a face if somebody ate a booger. That's not a compliment. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Your team's going to win the World Series. Take a diss.
How many 18-inning World Series games do you get?
There's been two.
Your nap's going to hit so hard today. Optostats has this one. Jordan Love completed 20 consecutive passes, threw for 350 yards, threw three-plus touchdowns, had zero turnovers, and was sacked zero times. In case you're wondering, yes, you've never seen a player have a game like that in NFL history.
Pretty remarkable, man. Fun storylines. The Rodgers stuff was kind of cool to see. He was there for so long and saying hi to all the players and the coaches and all that. And then Jordan Love ended up stealing the show, and the Packers had a nice win on the road.
This is what makes their weird games frustrating, because you see him play like this, and then he has games where his stats aren't the worst, but like I think they're kind of misleading because their offense kind of sucks.
Yes.
I just don't get it. They're a weird team, but they're a good team.
Getting one of their top wide receivers back this helped this week a ton.
Yeah. Hey, Watson had a
great
night.
Watson coming back was huge.
Dirt, who is the league leader in pressure rate in the NFL?
Oh, Micah Parsons.
Nope.
Any other guesses? You want me to keep going?
If you want to.
Well, I'm trying to speed up the segment here.
Oh, touche.
Is it a Bosa bro? Is it Khalil Mack? Is it a Watt brother? Is it J.J. Watt?
No.
No, not J.J.
Watt. Nope, it'd be Nick Benito.
Yeah, defensive player of the year, likely.
Denver Broncos, 24.5%. That's a great stat.
It's a contract that is absolutely already paid its weight in gold.
They're going to lose Surtain for a couple weeks. That was unfortunate news, but they still are a good defense. Benito, a big part of that. How about this one? Victor Wembanyama is currently tied with the Mavs for 8th in the NBA for total blocks.
What? What was that?
Wait.
What are we doing here?
What happened?
What are we doing here? Get that nonsense out of here.
An NBA stat?
What are we doing?
What happened?
What are we doing? This is not NBA factoids, okay?
Do we need NBA factoids?
No. No, we don't.
I think we might need some
Get
NBA
the
factoids.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
A little plus minus
I think
segment?
So.
Dude. Tied for 8th
Nobody
with
cares.
The Mavs in blocks?
There's some silly stuff going on to start the season.
Okay, anyways. I'm sorry.
Hog 'em ups, of course.
Keith. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how they got in there. That was weird. Dylan Gabriel. How about this start? According to Tony Escarino, he's thrown. God, I'm so bad with names.
Like seeing that name, you could tell you couldn't know how to pronounce it.
I had it, and then I didn't
read
have
it. And you're like, in the head. Yeah, what do I?
In
I
the head. Tony Escarino says Dylan Gabriel, he's thrown 20 plus yards down the field. 2.8% of his pass attempts. It's the lowest of any qualified passer in the NFL.
Look, it's hard out there for a 5'8 short king, okay? Life ain't easy in the NFL, sub 5'10.
I don't know what you guys do with this one. The Bills have the lowest strength of victory in the NFL. Their opponent's winning percentage is 256.
Yeah, that's not good, Bob, but I think there's a trust factor there just because who their quarterback is and what they've done. But this is that's why that's such a fun game this weekend. They get Kansas City this weekend.
Get a win this week, that'll get boosted.
And they're, you know, to go against that, you could say, well, they beat Kansas City in the regular season last year, and then what happened when they played in the playoffs? So it doesn't mean anything's going to happen in the postseason, but I do think it will be, just from a morale standpoint for a while for them, a big one to get.
A second here. My notes just got minimized.
Uh-oh. Enhance.
There we go.
Enhance.
Jackson Dart is the only quarterback in the Super Bowl era with 8-plus passing touchdowns and 4-plus rushing touchdowns and fewer than 5 giveaways in his first 5 starts.
He's playing really well, man. And it's another one in the face of like, well, can we really rush a rookie quarterback out there? Will he be all right? Like, we do this all the time. Drake May went through this last year early in the season in New England. Do we really want to play him? Same thing with Dart. Russell Wilson does nothing for you. He's not accomplishing anything. Put your rookie out there and see what he can do. The only bummer is obviously that Scataboo is out because they were becoming a very fun tandem to watch, and they were an entertaining team to watch, and they pulled off some upsets and didn't quite do it this weekend in Philly. That was tough to see because that rookie class, I think, had Giants fans feeling nice for the first time in a while.
The Bucs 6-2 start ties their best 8-game start in franchise history. That was their first win without trailing this season.
Is that division over? We're marking that one in Sharpie?
Yeah, dude, that's cooked.
Give them the banner right now.
I mean, look, I gave the Falcons a shot here, but, like, if we're just all being honest, like, most people probably just thought it was over before the season started.
Likely. Right? I think there was the question of what can Atlanta do, and they had moments where you're like, maybe there's – and then no.
They have 15 sacks over their last 3 games, tied for their most over a 3-game span in the last 25 seasons.
Pretty damn good, dude.
Unbelievable.
And they're incredibly banged up, too.
The Eagles have 11 straight home wins versus divisional opponents. It's their longest home win streak versus divisional opponents since the 1970 merger.
Talk about another division that's over.
Yeah.
Hang the banner.
That one's over.
Hang the banner.
There will finally be a repeat champion in the NFC East.
Yeah, what's the streak at?
It's like 20-some-odd years
or something. Is it really? We haven't had a repeat champion?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. 2036. Dirk, do you know the significance of that number, 2036? It's 11 years from now. I know that. Or unless we're talking
2036.
Stats. Oh, okay, 2036. I do not know. No.
Teddy ball games, first all PIL.
Hey, now we're talking.
2036, that would be the games combined players for the San Francisco 49ers have missed with injuries since 2017.
Wow. They had somebody go down. I can't remember who it was, but somebody went down this weekend and they panned the camera over to Kyle Shanahan while the cart, like the trainers are running out. The look on his face just like, what are we doing here?
There's a still image of from the movie Little Giants before they got their equipment. So they have all these used NFL pads and it's all the, you know, the misfit kids. And it said Kyle Shanahan, I can operate with this offensive line.
we'll find a way. We'll make it work. We'll be all right. Do they get a bye this week?
No.
Of all teams that need a bye, they desperately need a week off.
So I said in the year I thought they'd be 10-7 because I knew this injury thing was going to be a problem to start and it's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
I will argue with you. I don't think my team's a real contender, so you don't need to at me anybody.
At the Giants this Sunday.
If they win this game this weekend, and I don't know if that's a gimme.
It's definitely not.
It's Dart. It's dangerous. It's a 10 a.m. East Coast game.
Good defensive line.
If they win that game this weekend, I have their schedule in my fridge. I think they can get to 10-7,
yes.
But I won't understand how they do it.
It's because their schedule's pretty easy. But they've also won games against teams that we didn't think that they were going to win games against.
They still have the Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, and Titans on the schedule.
Those are all terrible teams.
They are.
I'm not saying they can't lose any of them.
The most injured team in the NFL.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, like, how did they get there? They won some games that they shouldn't have won early in the year, and then in the back half you get a bunch of slop.
Final one for you because we're against it and I want to get to the second hour. Myles Garrett had 5 sacks on Sunday, Dirt.
Yes, very good.
No player with that many sacks in a game had ever lost a game by more than 3 points.
I mean, these are becoming like Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout stats in Anaheim. They hit 3 home runs apiece, and we've never seen that since Slappy White did it in 1917, and they lost 17-4.
Stefanski going to get set free?
What do you mean, set free?
I wouldn't call that a firing. I would call it
2-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
Get me started.
2-time.
See you a while.
I can't believe how inept they are.
I just love that Myles Garrett was going to adamantly demand a trade because he wanted a chance to compete and then re-sign with the Browns and then had some cryptic like, oh, wait till you hear our quarterback plans and they're starting Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders is the backup.
He's injured.
That happened this offseason, man.
All right. We got a lot to get to in the second hour. NFL Factoid Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday at 6:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.